This is Shortcut Marketing Tips with Scott Bywater, giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast.
When it comes to actually writing the emails, how do you do it? Well, I mean, my thinking is you look at the questions you get back, and based on those questions, you basically answer them. And what I would do is I would talk, write. And what I mean by that, like, let's say you're in the computer repairs business, and someone says, I'm having a problem with a slow computer. Now, in all reality, you probably, if you were talking to someone face to face, you would probably know how to deal with a slow computer. It probably wouldn't be a big deal, a big deal for you. So, and it's the same when you're going to this, when you go to write an email, and you want to just do this in a real sort of flow, sort of process. So the way I would do it is, your customer says, "Hey, I'm having a problem with a slow computer," and I would just write, something along the lines of, hi name. Yeah, I got this question the other day about what to do about slow computers. And then you just imagine that person's in front of you. Here's what I found. The best thing to do, if you've got a slow computer, is you go in and you hit start on your computer, and you do a search for this. And then you go in and you make this little tweak, and you make that little tweak, and you make that little tweak. If you do that, your computer should speed up by about 30%. Another thing you could try doing, and then you list this other thing. And then you could also try doing, and then you list something else. So all you're doing is you're talking. So you could even sit there and you could talk it, and then write it, or you could just talk it in your head, write it. Now, don't write and edit it at the same time. Just talk, write. Because if you try and write and edit it at the same time, they're different sort of thinking processes, and you'll find that you'll sort of get stuck. So just get in there and just whack it all down. Another thing you might like to do if you get really confused, and you could even do this with email, and you could send an audio recording. I do this sometimes, is where you just pop it onto a, onto an audio recording. So you say something along the lines of, you just answer the questions on audio like I'm doing now, and then you add it up to your blog and you say, "Hey, I just created this really cool, MP3, which shows you how to speed up your computer quickly. If you listen to this MP3, you're going to learn," and then you have a few bullet points. Go and check it out now, and you insert a link for it, and people can go to that link and listen to you talking about it. Now you're creating really good content by doing this, and you're building up trust and positioning yourself as an expert amongst your customers. So the next time they need, they've got a problem or whatever, they're most likely to get in touch with you. Now, some people will be sitting here saying, "Hey, I can't give all my secrets away to my, I can't give all my secrets away. Why would I do that? That would be crazy. People would just then do it, and they wouldn't use me." Well, there's a company called, they're called Geek Squad, and Geek Squad in the States, they grew to a multi-million dollar business, and they've got lots and lots of, if you go to their website, geeksquad.com, you'll find heaps of stuff about, solving problems, with technical issues. So when the CEO was asked about this, he said, "Listen, eventually everyone comes to their area of incompetence where they're no longer able to do it. So I can learn from a mechanic, for instance, how to fix my car, how to do basic fix-ups and that sort of thing. But in all reality, that mechanic probably has, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30,000 hours of work at fixing cars. Eventually, I'm going to come to a situation where it's like, I can't do it. Do you know what I mean? I don't know how to fix it. Or I don't know how to do this. And who am I likely, most likely to call when that happens? I'm going to go to the, you know, I'm going to go to that, you know, to the mechanic who I know, who I trust, who I've, you know, who I've developed a relationship with through, you know, through listening to, you know, his, you know, his, because he's educated me over a, you know, over a period of time. So, so that's something really critical to keep in mind. Now, personally, I like to keep my emails fairly short, fairly pithy. Keep them, you know, quick and to the point. You know, 200, 300, 400, 500 words, that sort of thing is nice because people can, you know, can listen to, can go in, they can tune in while they're on the go, and you know, and check out the you know, the emails, have a quick read, get a laugh, that sort of thing. I like to insert some, you know, some entertainment value within the email. So if you can be, you know, I think nobody likes to deal with, you know, a nameless, faceless company. So the more that you can be yourself, the better. Yeah, the more human you can be, the better. The more you can talk about your life, the better. I mean, I get some of my best responses when I just talk about, you know, experiences in my life and things that have happened, or, you know, I talk about the time I joined a cult when I was, you know, when I was in my, yeah, in my younger years, or you know, or the time when I was at school and, you know, I went through some bullying, or that sort of thing. And that really, you know, makes you human. And then obviously you connect that story to your, you know, to your message. You know, so you connect that story to whatever particular business, you know, that you're, you know, that you're in. So if you want to see examples of this, just go to my blog at www.scottbywater.com, and you'll see a ton of examples of, you know, of different emails that I've created over the, you know, over the years. I had them all up there.
Giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast. Check out shortcutmarketingtips.com.